Well, hello, Pinkies. I know it has been quite some time since we've had some time together. I don't know what it is I've been busy with, but today is the day after the big snow in Vancouver. So it has snowed and then immediately began to rain. So we had one lovely day of snow. It was actually quite nice. I was kind of wishing I could have put up the Christmas tree, because snow makes me think of Christmas. But I cannot bring myself to put up a Christmas tree, not in November. That's just blasphemous. So no Christmas tree yet. So anyway, the snow came. It was lovely and beautiful. And now the rain has started, and now we're just driving around in muck and goo and spray and dirty, muddy water. So today we're in the BMW, the spy car, getting the spy car all disgusting and dirty. I did it for you though, Pinkies. I do this for you. I hope you appreciate it. Because if I don't go anywhere, you don't get to hear what's going on in my life. And I know you're all very excited. So, probably the biggest and most exciting thing is that I have... Oh, thanks. Just cut me off. Cut right in front of me there. Thank you, Mr. Jeep. Anyway, the most exciting thing that has occurred is I have... finally cleaned my stainless steel. No, that's not really that exciting, is it? But, no, the really exciting thing is Max. I have to tell you about Max. So Max is a dog, and it is a dog that we have adopted. He is a border collie / Dalmatian cross. Now, you know, I had to get a Dalmatian because I work for the fire department, right? So, he's a great dog. He's about 70 pounds, 3 years old, quite a smart dog, a lot of fun. He really, really has been enjoying the snow. So, that's been fun for Max. He's been getting used to us and our routine, so... He really, really loves Mr. Anderson, and whenever Mr. Anderson goes to work, he howls and whines. He's a bit of a whiner, actually, but not too bad, though. And he doesn't bark. He's not getting along very well with Princess. The Princess is not too keen on him, so that's a bit of a growing pains going on there, so she's... like acting like a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. She's pretty skittish, but she's been dealing with it. So everyone, I think, is doing okay. Even me, I even kind of like the dog. So he must be a good dog. So there's that. That's really the most exciting thing that's going on. So today, the reason I'm driving around in the rain and the muck and the goo is I have to go find a kennel for Max, because we're going to be going away at the beginning of December, so you can all come and rob me in December. We're going to Las Vegas. Woohoo! Now, I'm not really a big fan of Las Vegas. Not my thing. I'm not much of a gambler. I'm not into babes with big tits. But the reason we're going is because that's where Mr. Anderson's company is sending everybody for Christmas party. The Christmas party is in Las Vegas. So his trip is all paid for. And, mine is not, but the hotel room is. So we're taking advantage of that, and we're going to go to Vegas, and who knows what the fuck we're going to do, pardon my language. We're going to hang out and be tourists, I guess. Hopefully there'll be lots of drinking. As far as we can tell, there's only one other homosexual couple. It's a couple of lesbians from some, I have no idea where. So maybe we'll meet up with the lesbians and be the gay contingent or something. So now, what's going on immediately right now is I'm actually going to meet the Batgirl for breakfast. We're going to one of her haunts on her end of town. We're going to an old truck stop, which has actually super good breakfasts. So that's where I'm headed right now. It's just started raining. She lied to me and said it was sunny in her neck of the woods, but it's actually raining right now. So I don't know what to do about being lied to by my best friend, but I guess I'll deal with that later. So, yeah, that's all I got for now. I guess I should find some music to play or something. And then when the music is done, I'll probably be at my destination, and then we'll talk again a little bit later after that. So, what should we do here? No idea what music we've got in the car. I'm going to pick something completely random. We'll go to CD5. CD5. And why is it that I always get caught behind the big panel, like 3-ton panel trucks? Because, CD changer.
CD changer menu.
Track 12. That's kind of a stab in the dark, so no idea what track 12 is going to be. So here we go. Talk to you later.
Shelter, gotta run up a shade.
So, can I talk to you a little bit about peanut butter? Like, peanut butter, is it not the most amazing thing in the world? You know, for a little bit of a time there, I was getting kind of sick of peanut butter. And then something really turned around for me. And I think it's completely, it depends entirely on the bread and how well your bread is toasted. So, for me, you know, I'm a bit of an English muffin fan, but I get tired of those English muffins. So I've kind of been switching around my bread, trying to find something to put my peanut butter on. And it's been a bit of a challenge. But I think I've come to rye bread. Rye bread is really good with peanut butter. And peanut butter is amazing on rye bread. But you know what the trick is? The trick is in the butter. You've got to use real butter, but you cannot overdo it. You have to be very, very careful with your butter. Because if you over butter, then you're going to screw up the fat ratio of the peanut butter. And also, it's the consistency of the toast. Now, if you have a good toaster, which I do not have a good toaster, but if you do have a good toaster, then if you can get your toast toasted just perfectly, not too hard, can't be too hard and too overcooked, and not too soft either. It can't be white and gushy. It's got to have a good crusty top to it. Then that's the key. So I find that rye bread really is nicely suited for the peanut butter application. So, you know, I'd encourage you to check that out. Get some rye bread, and it's got to be smooth peanut butter. I don't think it really matters what brand you use. I use the Squirrel brand, I think. It's Kraft. So, yeah, I was really getting concerned because I was really getting turned off of peanut butter. And going, well, what else are you going to use? What else can you possibly put on toast to replace peanut butter? I mean, jams are fine. I do jam all the time. I rotate my jams. Like right now, I'm doing apricot jam, and I have some grape jelly as well. But you need the staple of peanut butter. So I'm actually kind of glad that I was able to figure out a solution to my peanut butter woes. Now, if I just had a better toaster, I really should go back to Grandma's toaster. Really, it's the best toaster in the world. Anyway, so, I've been working quite hard around the house, sort of doing finishing touches and things, and I've almost got a handle on it. Getting the stainless steel cleaned was a real treat. I know it sounds like the simplest thing in the world, like, come on, it should only take 30 minutes or so, but the thing is, to get started and then not get interrupted, because you can't half do stainless steel, you have to commit to it, right? You've got to, because if you do a half an application and you don't buff it properly, you get streaky, and so it really takes a lot of planning and dedication, so I think that was one of the hurdles for me. is just getting the time to dedicate to doing all the stainless. But I got it done, so it's good. So I just feel like I'm in constant chore mode. Like, I don't hardly ever get the time. Like, by the time I finish my chores, I don't have time to get on the Twitter, or I've been really lax in my words with friends. My phone hasn't been working properly. I'm going to have to go back a couple generations in my iPhone firmware, because I don't get my notifications. Like, I don't get Words with Friends notifications. I don't get Twitter notifications. So none of my notifications are coming through. I don't get ping notifications. So I'm actually going to jump back my telephone operating system back to 3.1 when my notifications worked. But you know how hard that is. I mean, that's a pain in the ass. And then I'm going to lose folders and all those nice things that came with version 4. And I could actually completely cake out my phone. So, you know, if you're worried that I haven't been playing Words with Friends, it's probably because today, the day that I'm recording this episode, I'm gonna restore my phone, and if it doesn't go well, then we'll be fucked, right? Alright, so, yeah, I didn't like this music super much. Let's try this. Track 4. Track CD changer. Oh, didn't like that, did it? CD changer.
CD changer menu.
Track 4. All right, we'll listen to this. We'll play out. I'm almost at my breakfast location. Oh, great. More boobala chuckala for you here. Okay, so I'll be checking out shortly, so do take care. Talk to you in a bit. I think we've heard this before on this podcast, haven't we? Okay, well, we're here. Sorry about coughing in your face there. So I'm going to kill this song now. And go have some breakfast. Okay, goodbye.